Ahoy hoy. The party is still doing shit in the castle, and it looks like they're going to go try to steal treasure from the vault, because, you know, something to do, I guess. Let's roll.
We should start doing snippets of our own drops.
I thought about
putting them in. That would be hilarious.
But I already spent too much time editing these and posting them.
So. We'd be like the Real Housewives of D&D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't. They're always in masks, just not showing their face. Their voice is disguised.
The real like D&D podcasts are all video now, and it's you don't want to see those people.
No, have you seen
them?
They're awful looking.
They're ugly. Ugly, ugly people.
Ugly, horrible looking people.
Fucking voice only, please.
And even then,
like even
you're like, what a fucking nerd.
even the Critical Role people are, I mean, by Hollywood standards, are not super attractive.
Which one do you think are attractive?
Matt Mercer.
I have a question.
Yes.
So are you saying that I didn't think that we didn't want to see them because they were ugly. I thought it was because everyone was so inappropriate.
No, we're
so
the only
inappropriate. So isn't everyone?
No.
I thought that was part of them.
We're mostly not talking about pedophilia.
Well,
No.
If anything, they're like, you know, not into it.
Know, like crazy, right?
I thought that was part of the game.
Okay. Like, we accept everyone. Like, oh fuck you!
Oh my god,
they do. They're like one of the dudes is a they them. I think on Critical Role. These are they.
We have our token. Our token <man.
laughs> It's only because he has problems saying other pronouns.
When they refer to themselves, do they have to say we?
I don't think so.
Since they're using a pluralized...
I think you'd still say I.
A pluralized singular.
It's a good question, though.
Right?
I don't know why it didn't make the cut. Like, you know, but they're like, no, it's got to be they. I'm like, well, it's singular.
You're going to be like, hi, Georgie!
To be fair, they all look like it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the shorts where it's like, why do they always look the way they do? And then it's like usually like, how dare you? And then they're like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what I was talking about.
That's so true.
Mary got an eyebrow piercing, and she has a septum piercing, and now her hair's pink. I'm like, you are one tattoo away from being a fucking barista.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no.
Does she make good coffee though? Because I could go for it.
She does. That's true. Yeah. She's a secret barista.
You don't want to go to a right wing barista.
No. If you go to a place and you see a clean cut dude,
well, you can only have it black. So we don't call it that because we don't like that.
We call it true in America.
Yeah, it's free to live in American style.
What's the one? Is it bullet coffee?
Yeah,
no.
Black rifle?
Black rifle coffee, yeah. That's the conservative coffee. Yeah.
Is that?
Yes.
Because they like donate like a portion of everything to like veterans, and it's like a good cause.
Sure.
It's just, yeah, all the conservatives are like, Black Rifle Coffee is our sponsor.
I don't like my coffee colored.
And Blue Chew. That's the other one that sponsors everything.
That's a Viagra thing, right, isn't it?
Yep. It's the Viagra one you get in the mail.
You don't
need a doctor.
You don't need a doctor for this.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Does it work?
They do that for WIP, right?
Yeah.
Blue Chew?
Yeah.
Blue Chew's everywhere.
It's not
well, now it's approved, right? I think I think it got brought under that HIMS umbrella.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I think it's like part of that, right?
Yeah. So now they're like, oh, we'll do ED, we'll do stamina, we'll do low testosterone, hair. Like, yeah.
Maybe I should go there. That sounds like all my
hair.
They're not magicians.
Well, give it a shot.
Can increase the hair on my butt crack.
No, please don't. It's just in the wrong area.
Please don't.
They didn't specify where the hair was going
to
grow.
I have to wipe for 45 minutes.
What's that called?
Oh, my poop comes out like fries.
Yeah. It's like clearing out the jungle.
You know, dingleberry?
Yes. No, you're talking
some
about
sort of weird cyst where there's hair in your
ingrown.
Oh, a bezoar.
Is that right? Is that what it is? You have to go have surgery?
I think it's a bezoar, yeah.
Oh,
oh no, bezoar's in your stomach.
Hold on.
The one, I guess hair in your butt would be an azor.
She's Googling it.
There's also a coccyx cyst.
I think that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's your coccyx bone. It's not. Maybe there's a hair that gets in there. I don't know.
There's no bones in your cock.
There's no bones in your cock, that's true, but the coccyx
For the last time, Big Bean, we can't keep telling you this. He's like, I don't get it. Why can't I just do this?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't say it.
I think that is the toxic cyst.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
Pylonile.
So you were located in the crease of the buttocks.
Pile driver cyst.
It is a pile driver.
My mom took Pylonile when I was in her womb.
Is that why you're like,
yeah,
that's why I'm the way.
Stop taking Pylonol, Mom. You know that's not what it's called. It's acetaminophen.
And he's super autistic.
All right. Anyway, do you guys remember what happened last time, or do I need to recap?
I just thought of that video with the dude. Have you seen the video with the guy passing out in the Oval Office?
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious.
Right? And Trump has He's just standing there. But I just saw the other one where RFK fucking scurries the fuck out of there.
He, like, moves people out of the way. He's like, fuck. I'm compromised.
Yeah, he's got
I don't think that's good for me.
That's actually pretty good.
He could always get into radio after his
career. Oh my God, please.
I can't listen to him without, like, automatically trying to clear my throat. Like, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. He's the worst.
Just brain wormy all over.
Lots of brain worms. His brain.
I still want to know what, like, who thought it was a good idea to put the guy that had his brain eaten by a brain worm.
It's been lots of questions like that.
You should have.
I sent you the Kyle Dunnigan thing.
Again. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Did you ever see that guy? Mm-hmm. Kyle Dunnigan? He does a good RFK. It's pretty funny. I'll have to show you later.
We're going to bring Mercury back as a human.
Well, that's what it is. Like, the whole bit is like he'll just like start having these crazy like, what you gotta do is you gotta take horse piss. It'll clear it right up.
Oh my God.
Recap would be good though.
Yes, okay. It would.
So
after a 45 minute intro.
What's this one called? It's called RFK Jr.
We talked about they-thems for a while.
Pile driver cyst. So what happened last time was...
This was a D&D podcast. They haven't played D&D in like four episodes.
That did happen one time. It was like 4 hours and we got like 20 minutes of
yeah.
Yeah, we mostly passed. Dixie's fault.
Mostly. But it's real... It's actually a game now at work where I just send Dixie down rabbit holes that she cannot, and she just can't not do it. Like, she has...
Takes the bait every time.
What was the one yesterday?
It was about the people that killed themselves. Heaven's Gate.
Oh, Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. I didn't and know I'm that they
castrated themselves.
I did not know that. Yeah. But I didn't know that.
Now you do. Now you know all about
all
it.
All about it. Yep.
They castrated. I didn't know that either.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I can send you.
She can give you a recap.
Well, I don't think all of them did. Right? Just a handful of them.
Seven.
It was optional.
Eight.
It was optional.
Yeah.
It was optional. If anybody wants to join, we're going to castrate ourselves over
here. It's optional, but it's encouraged.
You'd feel stupid if you got to the alien spaceship and they only let the castrated ones
That's
in.
True. So if they're like, you have a dick? Ew.
Oh, you have a butt, though. Well, that's good.
That's all we need.
We got lots of probes. All right, recap. Jesus Christ. So
then I saw a video. No,
so then I saw a giant black cock.
He did see a giant black cock.
I did. I did not like it.
He's been talking about it an awful lot for not liking it.
So, last time you were at the castle, one, you leveled up. Did everyone level up the characters?
What are we up to now?
15?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Two, Blagthicus, the giant who loves Glenn.
Blagthicus.
But we haven't rested yet, though, he right?
I love Glenn, that's true.
No, we're gonna say that after that fight, you're resting.
Basically. I rested. Okay.
I mean, that was a big fight. So, you've just killed the Captain Orlis and Olsten, sorry, and you also killed
a dragon,
a big dragon named Heart Eater.
Oh, we didn't know his name.
I don't know. Yeah, that's good to know. I like to know the names of the things I killed.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's Elzenia the Heart Eater. Elzenia. And also known as the Heart Eater. Mm.
I see why they changed their name.
Used to be Shithouse.
Great line.
So, at this point, you went, before that even, you went and talked to Blagthicus, and he mentioned that you could destabilize the dragon army by stealing all of the gold that is in the vault. that is at the bottom of. So what the hell's that?
Nothing.
Oh, I know. I know what you're saying.
What?
You can steal all, if you steal all the money in the vault, then they're not going to be able to pay their mercenaries, and some of the dragon soldiers are going to. God damn it, stop.
I didn't do anything.
What the fuck is happening?
I'm just sitting here. I don't know. He's losing his mind.
Wait, May, get on with it.
Would you be a professional, please?
I'm not a professional, obviously. I don't get paid for this.
We never claim to be. If anybody thinks we are, this.
Rodney's been keeping all our sweet, sweet t-shirt money to himself.
True. All the, like, $5 I've raked in.
I'm wearing our product.
That's true.
So
is someone in Australia and a couple people in England.
Lubermanchild.
We love you there.
Never thought Lubermanchild would
sell. Had to have been a mistake.
They were drunk. They didn't know what they were clicking on. Yeah.
Well, I guarantee they just didn't see the tagline. They were probably like, oh, bone grinder, that's funny. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, what is their bottom part? Which is just, I love that. Just love that that's floating around somewhere in the world.
So, at this point, you had just finished. We're going to say that you can level up, but you just finished fighting. Resmir was very impressed with your skill. Now, one thing that did happen, though, is...
Something good.
Rodney, or Zod, I should say, is no longer under the influence of Asmodeus. And Vanta does not know that. She has... She's kind of...
Him stone cold and wine is like, well, something's up.
But...
He was sad, and now he's a little happier.
Also, you realize that now that you're not under the guise of Asmodeus... Or the, not the guys, the thrall of Asmodeus.
Thrall's a better word.
You're seriously thinking about that poor slave girl that you killed. So it's kind of messing with you.
I know a way to remedy that.
Zod, you piece of shit.
it's so fresh that it's even eating through that. Like you're because you're neutral good, right?
Sure,
sure. You're not going to go up and you know with the
stuff throat.
It's not. It's not Fleck.
It's not Fleck.
So you're struggling with that a little bit.
Yes.
And you still have your powers, mm-hmm. because Asmodeus doesn't know. But if Vanta finds out, that could be a problem.
Asmodeus doesn't know that Fiona is...
Vanta, you snitch.
So that's where you are. And, you know, there's a big celebration going on now. A lot of people left because... They like that dragon, and
set.
You motherfuckers!
It was basically their god. So.
Yeah, well, we're god slayers. What can we say?
I mean, that's kind of, no one's gonna fuck with you. That's for sure. Everyone gets out of Weeblo's way now.
Tar.
So, what are we doing? Because now this is really you get to pick what part you're gonna go.
So to. there was a couple things, right, for trying to break in. Was we also wanted to plant some of the gold and or something in Resmir? No. One of the wizard's office.
Rathmodar.
Rathmodar, yeah. There we go. Right, to be like he did it. So we went to sneak in there, get rid of the gold.
Sneaky.
And then leave something.
Like, see how bad this guy is.
What?
He's immediately caught red-handed. Oh man!
I mean, you're
the sneaky one.
I know.
You're doing good though.
Yeah.
But Glenn has an idea because I think we talked about it a little bit last session.
He's finally going to suck his cock.
Like he can't get rid of his powers.
No.
He wants to.
Well,
he just
can't. There's probably a loophole. Like if as long as he's not getting off.
Who?
Glenn.
He's doing it for the greater good.
Oh, I thought you said Glenn suck his own cock.
No. Blackthicus.
Gotta remove a couple ribs.
Dude, get that done. I'm sorry.
Wasn't it Marilyn Manson or something?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, that was right.
Hold on.
You're really into sucking your own cock if you get ribs removed.
Yeah.
A
little extreme.
Can you get the ribs removed?
No, as part of our rest that we're just skipping over.
Yep.
Can I attune to the Stone of Anti-Magic?
You can, but remember, you can't use magic when you're attuned to it.
No, I thought you said I could turn it on and off.
You can turn it on and off, but
yeah.
If it's on,
no, you can't use magic.
I understand.
Okay.
How big of a bubble is it? Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
God damn it, make me look
shit. Do you have, Cliff, how big of a bubble the anti-magic field is?
I'm sure you wrote that down.
I'm sure. And you're
My only note is must be attuned.
30 foot. It's a 30 foot radius anti-magic sphere.
What does it do? No idea.
Okay.
But no magic in that sphere.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say even you as a cleric wouldn't be able to cast spells in that sphere, even though I said you can do cleric spells, just because you were gonna fucking die if you couldn't.
Whatever.
Fine. He doesn't know that.
Yeah, so 30 foot radius of anti-magic.
What were you gonna say though about what were we discussing last time?
You have a potential spell that you were gonna pick where you could create a portal.
Oh right.
And then I think I do. Is it something that Glenn can, or you can cast again?
I think so. Hold on. Dimension door? No.
No. You literally had something where it was like you could cast the portal, get into it. It creates another pocket dimension.
Oh, right, right, right.
And you have to, like, at least have a description of the place that you're going to. Yeah.
Crap, what was that? I have a million pages of notes here.
There's four.
Please excuse me. That's a lot.
I can't believe in their custom item thing. They don't let you do, like, attunable.
Huh? Because you're using that D&D Beyond shit.
Yeah.
They're changing the rules, you know. It's going to be, like, 5e1 or something.
Yeah, but you could... So they
super gay.
There's a 2016 version, which is what we play, and then their 2022 version, which is all that
gay shit.
Gay shit.
We're never going to 2022 version.
We're not doing listeners, the gay shit,
listeners. We're don't worry, we're gonna be old school, 2016 all the way.
But not that old school. 2016 is as far back as we go.
I mean, I would do 2e, but there's some really problematic stuff in that.
Ooh, let's do it.
Lots of racism.
What level spell was it?
I'm already sold.
Yeah, you had us. I'm sorry, 2014 rules, not 16.
Mm. What was the spell called?
Who?
Who?
I'm looking.
Oh man! Right already.
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, but you have to take the shot first.
That's fine.
Poor guy.
I don't think a shot glass is down here. I won't have to go upstairs.
You want me to baby bird it?
We can hold it until lunch.
Let's hold it until after lunch. Because if I do the shot now,
I think he wants to.
I'm gonna die.
The fuck did I have? I don't remember what that was.
I really hope that's the only one today.
Narrator,
stop fucking up,
but
man.
It won't be.
I really hope. I really hope. So, I'm gonna just wait until you guys tell me what's
up. Give us a second.
All right, take your time.
I don't know what that was.
Dead air.
You literally were. No, delete all this. Make it all smooth.
Like a eunuch.
Like the Heaven's Gate people.
They're dead, though.
I thought we agreed they just took the balls off.
They did just take the balls off. Castration is just taking the balls off when you become a eunuch.
Which doesn't make any sense to me, by the way.
I don't understand it either. You just take it all while you're down there.
Right?
And what do you...
Well, they did it for the choir boys, so they wouldn't go through puberty.
The sopranos.
To keep their voices nice and lofty.
Hey, it's tones!
Hey!
Yes.
I'm not
I guess, balls, but I guess you're not producing anything.
I mean my cajones, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's why people think that's what castration is.
They do.
Can the people go in a... can they go into like a bag of holding?
No.
No?
No, people cannot go into a bag of holding.
Could we get... Black Thickus to create us a metal fork attuned to another plane of existence and one attuned to this one.
Maybe Glenn could convince him.
Because then Glenn could use plane shift.
And
that
might not work.
Yeah. It would get us into the plane of existence, but then coming back we probably couldn't
get
to the exact spot.
You need to have something where you can... I think you would have to be able to at least get to that area and put up the entrance of the portal, right? And then you can get to have the other portal. So you at least need to figure out how to get there.
I mean, we can get there easy enough because Glenn has etherealness.
Mm-hmm.
So he can just go into the ethereal plane.
So you got to remember also, and I'm going to say this just to so that I'm being fair... There's a lot of money there, right? So there's going to be a lot of shit that they're going to be detecting for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... So you don't get upset when someone detects invisibility, because there's a lot of stuff that they want to keep there. So just remember, it might be you might not be able to do this as a with a magical take, right? Once you get past all the guards and stuff, then probably. But prior to that, I don't know if you're going to be able to, like, ethereal plane or any of that stuff. They're probably going to be able to detect. Remember, there are really powerful wizards here.
No, there aren't. What if we all just...
You're right. I'm sorry. You just walk in.
Hey, turning the anti-magic on and off, is that a full action, or would that be a bonus reaction, or...
I think it's just a
Well, what did Black Vicus say about when we're stealing the thing? He has a way to portal the money away, he said, right?
Huh?
Didn't Black Vicus say he had a way to portal the money away?
He did say he does have a way to portal the money away, but that assumes that we can get the other part of the portal in. Because once that other part of the portal is in the vault, you can just start shoveling money into it.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is important. The magic automatically works in darkness. So if you're in the dark, yeah, it's on. There's nothing you can do about it.
It's on.
So you have to take it off. If it's in natural sunlight, it cracks and is turned to dust.
Jesus Christ.
Just so you know.
This thing's a bitch.
You might want to write that down.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Well, when you say darkness, do you mean, like, any... Like, what kind of darkness?
Because night happens.
Just says darkness.
All right.
So, like, generally, if you're in, like, a pitch black area.
I would assume that it means that it's something, like, a human couldn't see in.
Yeah.
I think it was Dimension Door I was talking about.
Was it? No, it was something different.
Are you sure? Because this...
You guys, like, should fight.
It could be a place you could see, one you can visualize, or you can describe by stating a distance and direction. 300 feet.
How about this? Do we know... We know where the vault is, generally. Does Black Vicus have, like, a layout of the land?
Yes, but that's why I said it's going to be, like... This is going to be more like an Ocean's 11-style thing than it's going to be D&D for this session. Because you have your... Black Vicus is just now thinking about it, and he has some ideas, but you're going to have to go back to him and plan this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, let's assume we're going back to his room.
Okay.
And we're going to we were planning on planning it out. Okay. Not just, like, bum rushing the fucking area.
Ah!
Well, because I was just thinking, because Glenn could always scout around, you know.
Right.
Without, in the ethereal plane, without getting close, where you could kind of assume they're not having, like, lookouts, like, five fucking rooms away. You know what I mean?
They're going to have a lot of lookouts.
I know, but I'm just saying, you can kind of assume you can come in from, like, the edges and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Feel it out.
Like, we see you in the ethereal plane in Black Thickest's room. Like, fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
So, I guess we could use the thing.
The map.
So you go to Black Thickest. Oh, I need my... He's like, hey, Glenn. Even though everyone's there.
Hi. Looking sexy today.
Yeah, is that a new shirt?
Nope, I have only one shirt.
Well, you're wearing that shirt.
It looks really good on you, I'm just saying. Okay, so there's a couple things we have here that we have to deal with. And this is not...
Oh, he drunk.
Ew, yeah, it's dripping.
Oh, yeah.
We're ready, listeners. It's not my penis.
It's ready to play.
For once.
He came and now he's dripping.
Oh, God.
Cliff has another one here.
All right.
His is never drippy.
I've never been excited in my life.
That is the wettest dry erase marker I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh. It's working. Shut up. All right. So... He's like, okay, you're going to have to go all the way down to the bottom of the castle. And there you have...
But I don't want it.
Well, yeah, you have
it. It's still dripping.
God damn.
All right, I'm like, shot.
Yeah, this is dead.
Shot through the belt.
Please scale yourself.
Thank you. Someone had to say it. All
right. I don't think enough people tell you to kill yourself at work anymore.
It's now, true. It has considerably decreased.
It's not a good environment for you.
No.
He's like, there's a couple different ways you can
he
get...
He stays alive out of spite when you say that to him.
That's right. They're being irresponsible.
I was going to kill myself, but not now.
Yeah
fuck bastards.
Son of a bitch.
Can you move your shit? Jesus Christ.
My fucking seat.
Well, I have to use it, and I'm the DM.
Lift the mic up so we can hear his stupid voice on the stupid fucking recording.
Oh my gosh. You're the one that likes it.
I don't ever listen to this.
You never listen to it?
I edit it once and I never listen
to
it.
You should listen to it. Some of it's pretty funny.
No.
All right.
I live it, baby.
I live in the past.
Always moving forward. This is not the scale. Just remember that.
I feel like scale's important.
It's not.
I mean, it is to scale, it's just not to the scale of the board.
Well, it's well said.
Well, it's not... I'm not an artist, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
So it's not going to look exactly like
I see you've map. Made the stomach. It doesn't. I'm not even going to attach that to the lower intestine.
I was thinking that when I was drawing, I'm like, something's going to give me shit because it looks like an organ.
You saw an organ today.
That's the.
You did see an organ today.
Did see an organ today. A huge organ.
I hated it.
Can't get out of your mind, though.
I hated it.
It was a couple minutes in the car where I was like, you need to move on.
You know, like, it's all I see.
You need it's to let this go.
I look at my children and all I see is that.
Your brain didn't go, shaft!
You know it did. Damn right.
That would have been funny.
He's one bad mother.
Just talking about Shaft.
I hate it.
Do black people still like Shaft?
That guy apparently does.
I don't think that ever stops.
That's true. It's culture, I think.
It's a mistake.
This isn't a real place. What are you drawing?
This is it. This is what you have to deal with.
In
so
an old castle with all these curves.
It's a big rock basement. It's like caves.
It's a rock basement.
Okay.
So yeah, it's in the caves that are underneath the castle. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It's very easy to
we're in
guard.
A castle?
It's very easy. It's very easy. Good.
No, it's very easy to guard.
No, I didn't
guard. Hear that. That's okay. Well, this is going to be
very
quick,
easy.
Ben.
He says.
And then this goes
into.
Bean
is super easy.
That's true. Practically giving it away.
Ooh, I just had an idea. We have the mask of disguise.
We do.
Which guys?
Disguise.
Disguise.
We could do the old cartoon of knocking out a guard and then disguising ourselves as
that's
them.
That's true.
That does work.
Yeah. It works every time.
I've seen the Mission Impossible movies.
Maybe we don't let Cliff do that. We give it to someone.
What's your name?
Gary Digimon.
Beyblade.
Crystal Yu-Gi-Oh.
That's as good as I'm going to do.
Crystal Yu-Gi-Oh is actually pretty good.
There's a bottom. There's
that
a,
sounds like a stripper.
There's Asian a door that's obviously. Not connected to
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, where does this guy go? And what about this guy? And what about that
be
guy?
Thorough, goddammit.
Can I just see the map?
No. There.
All right. Okay.
Oh, wait. This is wrong. That's wrong. Okay. It's wrong, Cliff. Why'd you do that?
Way different.
Okay.
It's good that you corrected that.
So,
for the listeners, it's two circles with some lines coming out of it.
So, as you can see, this is...
That's exactly what it is.
This is the main vault.
Okay. The lower stomach.
Lower stomach. The upper stomach is the secret vault.
That's what I call it.
Oh.
That's the butt.
How do you know about the secret vault, Galacticus?
It's my castle.
Oh, that's fair.
It's a deposit in my secret vault.
Well, okay.
Now, this is kind of a honeypot, right? No one's going to actually... Everyone's going to think that all the money's here.
Let's go there.
Yeah, that's where the honey's at.
Yeah, the honey's in the pot.
Fucking love honey.
Galacticus is rethinking me.
These guys are fucking stupid.
He's like, I don't know how they kill all these people.
How have they survived this long? Actually,
that's a fair question, though.
That is fair.
Connect.
Not wrong.
Okay. So that's the whole deal. So you can see that there's a couple different entrances to the main vault. There's also a couple different entrances to the secret vault. Now, they're going to make it appear that they're guarding the main vault much more
heavily
than the secret vault.
You have to speak into the mic.
They're going to look like they're guarding the main vault much more heavily than the secret vault, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. However,
because that's where the money is
in the secret vault, not in the main vault. Are you
sure?
Honey,
that's where they're guarding more
honey, money.
There's no honey.
There's no honey.
Okay, there's no honey.
Don't bother.
Let me take this back. This is a ruse. This is a.
That's when you put flour in the sauce.
Oh yeah, I like rosé.
Don't worry about this.
Okay.
God. This is where the money is.
Cliff liked that double stupidity.
I did.
So you're going to notice that there's a bunch of different entrances to the main vault. All of those are going to be guarded. This is the biggest way to get to the secret vault, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. You actually would have to kind of rappel down the castle to get there.
Hard. That was easy.
So this is so
he did say it was easy.
So Blackficus is explaining this to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and this right here is probably your best entry point to get to the secret vault. And that's there's a secret door that will take you down this way. However, you're going to meet a lot of resistance here because they know that this spot, and this spot are weak points.
Mm-hmm.
So that is pretty much all the information I can give you on how to. What do you got to get past? They cycle guards out, but if you get caught, it's going to be everyone. You're going to have to fight like everyone. So I would not get caught.
Does anybody in the secret vault, do you know?
There could be 10, 20, I mean, high-level guards in the secret vault. But I don't... Even the problem is...
We're going to have to kill them, though.
Well, I mean, we don't want to make a lot of noise. There's a whole reason that we're doing this secretly. Remember, we're gonna blame Rath Modar for stealing the gold.
I'm saying, if there's people in the secret vault while we're trying to steal the money...
Mm. Right. But
throats are getting slit, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you might want to think of a way to do it either very quickly or very quietly. Not sure how.
We got silence, baby.
You could do silence. You could do silence. You could do. There's a couple. Not Thunderwave. Oh. Please don't use that.
If you do a Thunderwave in silence, it should.
Yeah, that won't. Yeah. That won't give you any sound. Yeah.
So
would it work though? Since it's like a sound-based attack.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to actually do the spell unless it was like in a wand or something.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if it's in a wand in silence,
yeah.
But then when it gets out of the silence, it should still boom, right? Because it's like a.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have research. Okay, so
it's gonna consume him from now on. What? I don't know what would happen.
Why would you even bother?
I'm on Reddit forums.
That's a lot of work for it. Might not work. I don't know.
It's fireball.
Yeah.
Fireball. So yeah, there's that's pretty much it. But again, I don't really have the schedule, or I don't know who's in and out. Maybe.
And you don't know any of the potential other magical.
No, they keep. What happened here? I'll tell you what happens when they come in. They basically set up down there. They don't trust me enough to tell me what they're doing, but mm-hmm. they pay me enough so that I ignore it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's down there. I know, let me take that back. I know how it's laid out, and I know what the caves look like.
Sure.
But I don't know what they've done there.
Word.
So how would you like to proceed? Because, again, we're going to need to have...
How many days out are we? Because there's some time limit here, right?
Yeah. We're about 4 days from reaching our destination.
Okay.
And at that point, that's where Tiamat's reagent is.
Yeah.
Reagent.
Reagent.
Well, reagent is something alchemical. Regent is something. Never mind.
I thought you were just turning into like an Eastern European.
No.
Reagent.
Hey. You like this reagent?
Yeah, we're going to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Time for the fun to begin.
All right, listen, friends.
You find yourself in a tavern. We drink.
That's
all they do.
We drink.
You roll.
It is a wonderful time for everyone.
Roll for vodka.
Russians and vodka.
Yeah, no, the Russians don't sound like that. They're more like this. Yeah, because they're very serious.
No, but joy.
Like the
never, you know, joy.
Never joy. The Polish people are more like, hey,
yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Are you having a good time? More liquor.
It is a lovely day. Very, very cloudy, but lovely.
Temperature wise.
Yes. You know. Let's drink.
It's like 20 Celsius. I think. I don't know
how. I don't know how the hell conversion works.
It's kind of warm.
Balmy, even.
Oh.
Alright, so I say that because we could do some scouting.
Yes.
That would be smart. If you're
like
saying
today,
this, if you're saying this out, are you saying this out loud?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Blackthick is like, yeah, that would be smart.
You should. Weeblow is saying that. Like, we could try to scout.
Scout it out. You're smart,
the
little,
reasonable one.
You're a smart little guy.
I don't want to leave it to this guy.
I saw the fight. He was pretty good.
Thank you, Blackfoot.
He's getting better at fighting. Not good. Thinking.
Murder!
I see. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't he... He's dressed like a rogue. Like someone that's stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
He is dressed like that.
That is his dress.
I'm not dressed like that. I am stealth.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. He takes a sip. And another sip. And then he chugs a little bit.
He said,
I look at you and I'm like, mm-mm.
He knows what happened. He said, are you okay? Like,
things have changed.
Are you okay? Like, stop.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. All right, so
what's his giant barrel back behind him again?
Don't drink in front of the other one.
He's being so coy with that.
Yeah. This big straw.
Very.
You know the beer hats? I have a beer backpack. Yeah.
Very discreet.
I call it the Ghostbuster.
Bust me.
Busting makes me feel good.
It does.
Alright, so this kind of helps. I can cast Ethereal. Glenn can cast Ethereal on this at level 8
mm-hmm.
and bring up to 3 willing creatures with him.
Hey, no. Okay. Alright.
So.
I hear you.
Automon is ready.
He's willing.
Obviously.
He's a willing creature.
He's ready and willing.
So. It would make sense to bring him.
Yes.
To some extent.
Yes.
But this is pure scouting. We want to scout. Right?
Do not like, say or do anything.
Like, we know. Me. We know where this is. We want to see. We would be able to see other people in the ethereal plane, right?
You would be able to see other people in the ethereal plane, but if people in the ethereal plane saw you in the ethereal plane, they know who you are. Like,
yeah.
you look the same. So they're going to be like, oh, why are these fuckers going in the ethereal plane?
Maybe not him, though, if he's wearing a mask of disguise.
True.
Uh-huh,
you could be disguised as just a random guard.
I mean, he could be disguised as a hag.
I could just be me, fair. Too. They have not seen me as a drow. I've been Steve Pokemon this whole time.
Yeah.
True.
A hag's better, though.
Okay.
Because they're potentially in the ethereal plane anyway.
That's true.
Doing hag things.
You might want to. Well, hags. I'm not getting it. Mm-hmm. You guys do what you guys do.
We're gonna do what we're gonna do. All right.
Yeah, Blackthicus is like, yeah. I mean, whatever you do in the ethereal plane, I would make sure that it's not something that, if they detect it, they're gonna be able to put it back to you.
Do something ethereal.
Well, all we want to do is see the guard
Everything movement. I do is temporary.
What about the astral plane? Can any of you go to the astral plane? Because that will... People can't see you. It's in the astral plane no matter what.
Glenn can't do that until he has level 9 spells.
Oh, well...
Astral projection.
Yeah.
That's not a plane shift, is it?
No.
Then no.
Okay, well, that would have been better.
I wonder... So I took off my Ring of Mind Shielding.
Mind Shielding. That's so stupid.
I wonder if I should put that back and get rid of my Ring of Invisibility since we don't think invisibility is going to help us.
Well, if you're in the ethereal plane, it doesn't... Can you be invisible in the ethereal plane?
I don't think so.
How does that work? I don't know.
Why are you giving me all of these quandaries?
Well, would he be extra invisible from the people in the ethereal plane?
If you're invisible in the
ethereal plane... That's a valid question.
That is a valid question.
If you're invisible,
we can test that out. Yeah, okay, we're going to test that out.
Let's chat GPT it.
Yeah. Can you be invisible? Do you want us to like test it out like in the game so that we would know?
Sure.
I'm just saying I'd have to cast a level 8... thing to bring us into the ethereal plane, you'd have to put on your
thing. I got my ring, yeah.
You might as well unattune to the anti-magic stone first.
Yeah, because it might be dark in these tunnels.
Okay, fine. So I'll unattune to that, and I'll bring my Ring of Mind Shielding back.
So wait, can people in the ethereal plane see somebody that is invisible?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
People in the ethereal plane can see invisible people that are in... the mortal plane.
The material plane? Material plane.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
But they can't...
I thought so.
But if you're...
But so if they're in the...
If they're in the ethereal plane and they cast invisibility in the ethereal plane, then I don't know what that does. That is basically like the sound of one hand clapping.
Can creatures in the... Cause I want to see...
Here it is. Great Simpsons. Not
it would make you invisible.
Hey.
To people while you're in the same plane.
Okay.
So if they have lookouts in the ethereal plane and you are invisible, unless they had see invisibility.
Which they probably wouldn't think to do.
Why would you do that in the ethereal plane? Yeah. You'd have people looking for invisible people and then people looking in the ethereal plane. You wouldn't necessarily have both. They're but I'm going to have to roll for it. It's going to be low, but...
That's fair. But I think that, I mean...
No, that's a... That's,
you know, actually. We're using our brains
so here. So you would be invisible to other people in the ethereal plane.
Nice. I'm so fucking invisible.
In the ethereal plane, you don't really need to sneak either. There's no sound.
Yeah, you just
so you can bumble your way in if you want.
Yeah, this is perfect for your type of roguery.
How rude. I'm stealth.
Remember when you backflipped over that guy and fell into the lake?
That was hilarious.
Remember when I was going to sneak into the tent and I just fell into the side of it?
Or when you were trying to steal that thing from the bartender and just... He's like, made all kinds of... Yeah, like, he saw you immediately.
He's like, what are you doing?
This would be part of that...
Your hand was, like, in his pocket.
This would be part of the show where it just does a series of flashbacks.
it's the clip show. It's like, Cliff fucking up.
And I'm like, I am stealth.
Zod is thinking about all the fuck-ups that he's seen you doing. He's like, I don't know, guys.
It's that Vietnam picture. It's just, like, the stuff flashing before him. He's staring.
What is that, a dog? Or it just stares off into the distance?
It's like the helicopter's
going. He's like, couldn't someone else do it?
All right, so...
We have a lot of people here.
Would Black Theus want to come to the ethereal plane with us? Probably not.
You want to come?
No.
Well, since you're going to be...
If I'm not around where people can see me, someone's going to get...
How about this? I have cast etherealness. You give Glenn your mask of disguise so that he can pretend to be...
Well, hold on. I don't know if I can do that. Black Theus doesn't know that I'm a drow.
He doesn't give a shit. Okay. He told you. Actually, he does know you're a drow.
Yeah, he figured it out.
He said, hey... You don't have to wear that around me.
That's right, yeah.
We could do it in the ethereal plane, so you're fine.
I know, but I didn't want to undisguise in front of somebody who didn't know.
Glenn and you, well...
Blacktacus is like, wait, I'm sorry. Do you identify as a human? Because I don't want to be on... I want to make sure...
Of course I don't.
Okay, good. I apologize then.
So,
filthy son.
He can... Glenn will be a hag, and he'll come around from the other side.
Yeah.
That.
Or at least like a little off from you, right? And then your job is to look for anyone in the ethereal plane.
Okay.
Right? Ahead of where Glenn is going to be floating. And Glenn is going to look for just the movements of the
map it out.
Well, just like, okay, we know there's, like, these guards, and they shuffle off at 8 a.m.
And I assume and it's like again, a video game where they move the same pattern.
They do. Over and over. If you're just...
You can assume there's a lunch.
You
have to
be in their cone of vision, and we can see a move, you'll be, like, just right behind them.
Well, we can assume there's, like, lunch shifts and stuff, right? Like it's not going to be the same guard for 24 hours.
People got to eat.
Unless it's, like, a fucking golem, which would be nice to know.
That would be nice to know.
Yeah. That would be something we would find out with this experiment.
So how long can we stay in the Ethereal Plane?
8 hours.
Oh, okay. So we have plenty of time.
Yeah. So we can go at, let's say, when would we want to... I mean, I guess... You, I don't know. I guess I don't know when they would have less guards, but middle of the night's usually a good time to steal from things. Less people will be awake if they have to call people in.
Black Thing is like, I don't know, but if it were me, I wouldn't... I would just have the same amount of guards around the clock.
Yeah, but I'm saying, should shit hit the fan, better at...
There'd be less
3
people.
3 a.m.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, there's going to be more people asleep at 3 a.m. than will be awake. Yep. Smart.
So why don't we go early morning? We'll go from midnight to 8 a.m. and see what their shifts are like.
Okay.
Okay.
I turn invisible.
Anything else? Yeah, I mean, well, we'll have to...
I just want to do it because I can.
Because this is day one. We're essentially now waiting. We're planning.
Yeah.
Day two will be...
Reconnaissance.
And then day three is going to be the a thing.
The mission.
Anything we want to do in day one else, reconnaissance-wise, or planning-wise?
I mean, I don't know what else we could do, really, at this point, other than figure out what we're aiming for.
Do we want to go... Because we have to get this into What's-His-Face's room. Do we want to go check that out?
Yeah, we are technically ethereal at the moment because we wanted to test out the invisibility thing.
That's true, yeah. To make sure it worked.
In game, we had to do it.
Yeah, to make sure.
So, yeah, why don't we float around and find out where his room is and see?
Wrathmodar?
Yes.
Wrathmodar.
Okay.
Just as a jet, like, we'll do the same thing where he'll scout ahead slightly.
Do we have to keep, is it concentration or do we have to pay attention to time?
It's 8 hours.
Because you can't. Okay, so it is, yeah, so are either of them concentration?
No, mine is.
No, because it's a ring and a mask of disguise.
Gotcha,
and
so you put the ring on inside the ethereal plane. All right, yep.
Oh, it's
all
right.
It's not even a concentration. They have just 8 hours.
If you don't put the ring on in the ethereal plane, you won't be invisible in the ethereal plane.
The ring's always on. It's just whether or not I...
He's wearing the ring. He's attuned to it.
Yeah. I gotcha, okay.
Also, it's a cock ring.
Wow. Yeah. So it keeps falling off.
No, I have it tucked behind my balls.
Oh. It goes around my hole.
It's on a dildo in my ass.
You ain't getting away from
secure.
Me.
Unfortunately, I had to attune to the dildo.
That keeps falling off.
And it's a dildo of spikes.
I had to attune to the dildo. Took a while.
You didn't have to thrust.
You just have to relax. That's all.
Yeah, stop biting your lower lip.
That's how I relax.
All right. So
I murder him in the ethereal plane.
Glenn, no! I trusted you.
I don't know what happened.
It had to happen.
Had a heart attack, I think.
Someone was.
He had a heart attack.
Can you imagine, Automan, just the betrayal? Glenn, why? We've been through so much together.
Honestly, I don't know that anybody would suspect foul play, though. They'd be like, what the fuck happened?
I don't know. No, he went invisible, he never came on invisible.
That tracks.
That sounds like, that probably sounds got
like
lost.
Yeah, it sounds like our Automan.